How can we stay positive in a negative world? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman. That's what I've been talking about this week. Here's a mental technique that I find helpful because I struggle, like everybody else, to stay positive many times. Well, we all have a limited amount of energy to spend in any given day, right? Just like we have limited money in our bank account. If we spend too much, we begin to run on stress, and that's when bad things happen. Therefore, we need to keep our supply of emotional, mental, and physical energy at the right levels. So it's our duty to get enough sleep and exercise and right food so that we replenish our bodies. And we need to laugh and take breaks and get away and not try to be super people. Understand we can't please everybody. Watch out for our perfectionistic tendency. All those things are important to keeping the bank account of energy resupplied. And then we have to be careful how we spend that emotional energy. Let's walk through a typical day. You leave home in a good mood, but before you get to work, there's a traffic problem or the driver in front of you is very slow or something. So the blood pressure starts rising and you're spending some emotional energy. As you get to your job, the phone's ringing and you have to deal with an angry, upset caller before you sit down and you spit some more energy there. About mid-morning, the computer goes down and then your boss dumps more work on you and you're already behind schedule and a coworker irritates you and causes you problems. You get a headache at noon and the day goes downhill from there. You're emotionally broke by noon. The account is empty because you've spent all your emotional money on those little things. And for the rest of the day, you're running on stress. And that causes you to do things and say things that you normally wouldn't. Not smart, is it? You've wasted a lot of energy on things that, for the most part, don't really matter. So try to be very careful about how you spend your emotional energy. Make it a matter of prayer and talk to yourself a lot throughout the day. Say things like, Mary, what difference will this make in 24 hours? And if it doesn't have 24-hour significance, I wouldn't spend any energy on it, would you? So throughout your day, make yourself more aware of how you're spending that emotional energy and keep asking, is it worth it? And by God's grace, with His wisdom, you're going to learn to be more frugal in the way you spend your energy, and that's going to help you be positive in a very negative world. Thanks for listening. Join me again tomorrow.